I feel like Rip Van Winkle when you say all this stuff, right?
Well, I just happened to be reading about it in the paper, and it passed by a vote. I can't even tell you the numbers of the vote. You know, not overwhelming. And it was just acted upon immediately, whereas when the initiative is presented, hearings are usually held. It's carefully, they can modify it and then pass it as a legislative act, pass it as legislative as presented, or not pass it, whereupon it goes to a referendum of the people, because it was started by initiative petition. You know, they make a point because of the overbearing interest of people in the abortion laws. They passed it without any debate, and it's got all these provisions in it.
Oh, let me get back. Gosh, that was a digression. Boy, let me get back to some of the cases that came along during your period in the court. Do you remember People versus Turner? That's the entrapment case, subjective test. I don't know whether you wrote that one.
I think I was the author of that.
Do you remember that? Or does it ring bells in your mind? As a
yes, it rings bells in my mind because we were holding what came to know as a Turner hearing. And it was called a Turner hearing because of what had been designated the Miranda hearings. In other words, the judge could conduct a hearing prior to the trial to determine whether or not that person had been entrapped. And if it was his decision they had been entrapped, then there was no trial. The person was released. And particularly in dealing with contraband drugs, from my past experience on the Wayne County Circuit Court, there was a lot of entrapment. This was an easy arrest to make. Persons were gulled into things. This, I think, case arose out of Adrian.
You're right. I think it's out in your character.
And this was a person that had simply refused to provide this contraband substance, although he was being constantly asked by the undercover police agent to do so. And finally, the undercover police agent had told him about his girlfriend who was hooked and needed it, and it was going to ruin his romantic life if he couldn't provide his girlfriend with this substance. Would the guy please do it? And finally, after a year and a half of cajoling him, begging him, the guy provided him with something and then was arrested. Well, was he entrapped? Was, of course, the first issue. Well, if I have to go to trial and yet I know subsequently the trial is going to be a waste of time because the entrapment would prevent the trial in the first place, let's have a judicial determination of that prior to it. And that was my thinking in the development of that opinion, which I think was supported by most of the court.